do the voice.
You know what? You see us, we in the session turning up. You got 10 minutes. If you fuck up my nigga's vibe, I'm gonna fuck you up. So let's get this going like right now.
Oh, this is incredible. I can't believe that we're here.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this? Damn, y'all figuring us, man. Big up.
We should be good. Son, engineer Charles on the scene,
doing what we can.
This episode of A Good Hockey Podcast is brought to you not only by pucklegends.ca, but also Jones Orange and Cream Soda.
And Strawberry Lime Soda.
Strawberry Lime?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy flavor, but I don't mind it.
I think that's too much for me for a whole soda. I'd like that in a hard candy.
Yeah.
That's a Jolly Rancher flavor.
That would be a fantastic Jolly Rancher flavor. I was even going to say, like, have you seen those large Maynard Sour Patch Kids where there are two flavors?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it would be good if you mix those two flavors together in a Sour Patch Kid.
I actually won't buy, like, the regular Maynards anymore. I went out to the convenience store last night to get some sweet treats.
Yeah.
A little snack. And they only had, like, the regular Sour Patch Kids, the regular Fuzzy Peaches, and the regular Sour Cherry Blasters.
Right.
And I was like, I'm so bored with all of these.
I know.
Exactly. I wanted the big heads. But what I managed to find were cola flavored.
That's kind of nice.
Candy by Maynards.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But it was the same price, $3.95, which I wasn't complaining about. But the cola flavored bag only had 110 grams of candy, whereas the other ones, I think they had 140.
I can say, yeah, maybe I was gonna say 150.
I think 140. Right. It might have only been one. No, it was probably 140.
I'm pretty sure it was more. But yeah, those cola candies are a nice find. I remember getting the ones that look like little Coca-Cola bottles back in the day from the Hasty Mart.
Yeah.
Near high school, and yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And if you like any of that stuff, you'll definitely like pucklegends.ca.
For sure.
Where you can get a cool t-shirt. I'm actually wearing their Mark Messier t-shirt right now. One of the last few Chinese printed ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you may or may not know, Shopify is nullifying a lot of business agreements with their Chinese suppliers because of potential geopolitical unrest.
Yes.
But anyways, welcome to the show, folks. This is a hockey podcast.
And if you didn't know.
Yeah. And there are three things that we're going to be talking about during this recording, but you'll hear them in three separate podcasts. The first one, or at least one of them, will be the Leafs. And then, Charlie, we're going to do East and West. So what do you want to start with? Leafs updates or East and West?
Honestly, just in the spirit of having the game on here in the background, let's do the East and West predictions. We can talk a little bit about game one last night.
Yeah.
And what you've seen so far from this game, because I kind of missed the whole period.
Okay, sure. And I guess we'll just compile them into the same thing.
Yeah, we could just do that.
Oh boy, am I excited for these conference finals.
Yep.
You know, New York's a great story because they've done the comeback twice now. And it seems that they've managed to not fall under any injury bugs. And they scored their first goal here against Tampa, though. Heading into the second, they're down in shots at home. MSG is rocking. The New York State is all in support of the Rangers. You know, I believe they're the most valuable NHL franchise. I do believe they top the Leafs, and I think there may also be more fans in general
from that would the make New York sense. Rangers.
But just because of the population.
Exactly.
Right? But then you look at ratios, and you're like, oh, this is why it makes sense. You can call Toronto hockey's mecca because of...
Yeah. I do think
it's... Fan per capita.
It's like New York, Toronto, and then Montreal. I'm pretty sure the top three. And then Vancouver's up there. They're pretty high up there as well.
Really?
Love their sports on Vancouver, yeah.
Really?
Super valuable.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
I was too. But they're doing well for themselves.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you think about the 2010 Cup Final, and we will get over to talking about the playoffs eventually. But the 2011 Cup Final... when they lost in game 7 and, you know, there were like riots. People were breaking into buildings and burning shit.
Right.
They're passionate about hockey over there. And I think over the years and, you know, with the additions of like Patterson, Besser, and Quinn Hughes, all these nice, skilled young guys, Demko, it's popping.
Yeah. Now, I actually think that's a really strong... That's some great support from that fan base. And, I mean, I don't know what everyone's problem was. I mean, boys can't be boys anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, lose a hockey game, you want to break something.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Well, boys can't get around for some shenanigans, some good old tomfoolery.
Apparently not.
Run amok in the streets, flip over, burn a police car. What? Boys will be boys. Nah.
There's nothing unreasonable about
that. I'm just kind of surprised because I think, like, I have a feeling what Vancouver's population is in hockey, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
All right.
Fair enough. Anyways.
That will get cut out. Or not. It'll just get beeped.
And then.
Folks, this podcast is clearly not your best source of information because a lot of things that we're talking about, it's likely you come across by this point.
Yeah.
So what I would recommend for this podcast is sitting back, enjoy the ride, and folks, smoke them if you got them. All right?
100%.
This is a program for the fam, but it's not a fam program.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. So
I want to talk about your Sturkin real quick.
All right, go ahead.
I think you were talking about it's a big
Tampa's
story.
Tampa's about to get a too many men penalty, maybe not.
A big story for the New York Rangers coming back in both series.
Yes.
Huge win in Carolina Game 7.
Yes.
And, you know, for a couple of years now, the story has been... oh, my God. I'm blanking on his name. So Ooh. Hard. The story has been Vasilevsky, right?
Oh, yeah, Vassy.
The Rock. The Rock in net for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And he wasn't really that in the first round. I didn't watch too much of the second round. I know he only let in 3 goals over the 4 games.
Hold on. But... you say that in the first round because he was against the Leafs. And I just really want... we'll see how this series turns out.
Yes.
Because this is the second piece of evidence.
Yes.
But the first piece of evidence that shows the Leafs are actually sick this season.
Yes.
And Tampa is just that good. Is that they 4-0'd the Panthers.
And only allowed 3 goals.
Quite right. And the Leafs could score goals against Vasi.
Yes.
Now, this first goal for the Rangers game, it was...
you know, 2-on-1
to Kreider. The defense had kind of let out Vasi to dry. But other than that, his positioning has looked fantastic. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just really want to say the Leafs are sick.
Yes.
The Leafs are really good. And there's nothing to worry about because you run it back with the same squad. And Shalgren will lead you to a victory.
100%. He'll be the Binnington next year. No, but really what I was getting to is that, like, you know, this playoff, the goalie story hasn't really been Vasilevsky, but it's been Shesterkin. So I'm very excited to see how this goalie matchup is going to work between these two. They're probably the two best goalies in the world or in the league right now. It's just going to be interesting to see how, you know, Tampa and New York are going to get around and get behind these goalies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like there are just teams with forward groups that have a lot of parity. And parity is different than parody, but it kind of is a synonym. I guess there is some nuance to the definition that necessitates it being a distinct word. However, I'm going to kind of use them as synonyms in this way. Like, with these lineups, you're going to generate a similar amount of chances. Pretty much, oh my God.
He just fell over his own blue line.
And Tampa doesn't get a goal off that. But I was going to say, unless, like, those are the opportunities that really change up a lot of these matches. And it really comes down to why I love hockey, and it's hockey plays. Hockey is such a luck-based sport. Folks, there's a video on Vox.
Solid.
About sports and luck versus skill. And essentially, it's accounting for responsibility of play versus opportunity of chance. So in a game like chess, there aren't very many opportunities for things of chance to happen. Like a bounce to go off a 2 defense skate and go into a net.
Or off a stanchion and right out front.
Right, like in hockey or like maybe in baseball, some freak play where I can't think of something off the top of my head. In chess, those bounces just aren't happening. And same thing in like tennis. It's just kind of one-on-one. That sport is very much one person's skill versus another person's skill in this game, hockey. So there's so much parity in the league that those odd chances are what I think is the main thing that'll really sway the high danger scoring opportunities available.
Yeah.
And then what happens after that is it's just who has the best goalie.
And I hear you.
For me, at least, watching the NHL playoffs, it's kind of been for the past few years who's got the best goalie to beat Shesterkin. And then Price gave it a real good go.
Hey, man, the year before, Khudobin led the Stars to the Stanley Cup Finals, and he was the reason why they got there. You know, he was amazing.
Yes.
I thought this was a late emergence of an all-star goalie, and, you know, he has cooled down quite much since then, but...
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah.
The best goalie does tend to get you farthest.
So for me, in this series, I'm obviously still favoring Tampa. Tampa Bay versus the New York Rangers. Yes. I got Tampa in 5. I wouldn't be surprised if it was 4.
Yeah, I would say 5 or 6. I feel like New York will get one out of them.
But do you think that New York is better than the Panthers? Because if I asked you that 2 weeks ago, or if I asked you that a month ago, at the 2 months ago, you would say, no way. Florida's nasty. So what's changed? Is it just because of a few undoubtedly small sample-sized games? Like, it's only, like, you know.
Yeah, potentially. I also think the comeback potential that this team has and what they've shown this year, I feel like they are going to battle, and they have the players like Kreider and Kopp and, you know, the guys on their third line, Goudreau, who, you know, they're going to get into the dirty areas. They're going to grind it out. So I do think that they're built a little bit different than the Leafs and the Panthers. I don't think they're necessarily better than either the Leafs or the Panthers. But, like, I thought the Panthers were going to go to 7 against Tampa and beat them, especially with Point out, you know? And I think having Point out against a team that's as deep as New York, and it's funny because the Panthers are obviously better, but I just don't see them sweeping back-to-back series here.
Great play from Lindgren. Mm. Yeah, I do.
Also, Shesterkin is a much better goaltender than Bobrovsky, and I'm going to float that out there.
Okay, sure. Maybe right now, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, Bob's got 2 Vezinas.
Yeah, right now. Right now. This season. This playoffs.
Sure. I can't really comment too much on that. But yeah, I think, like, it'll give him a good run. My whole criticism of the Rangers was kind of one, the same criticism I had of the Panthers, which it's not a proven playoff squad. Yeah, true. And they've proved me wrong for 1-2 rounds now, right? And my second criticism of them was they don't have that grit on the defense. They don't have the defense depth. You get the Goudreau, you get the Copps. That's pretty sweet, you know?
Yeah.
Because then you also...
Vetrano.
Vetrano. Don't forget, they just scored, by the way. 2-1. Vetrano just scored.
I'm looking at you. He scores.
That's wild. Vetrano off the bar.
Yeah, bro.
So, yeah. But not to mention Lafreniere and Kako.
Hedel.
Hedel, sure, right. I mean, we've listed their whole lineup by now, but
yeah.
The thing is, I was like, okay, you've got Trouba. Everyone knows Fox is sick. He wins the Norris. He's not a big guy. He's very much the skilled defense, point-getting defense.
Yeah.
And Trouba is, you know, your next guy. Then you've got Keandre Miller, who I just kind of thought was whatever, but he seemed to be relevant, make himself relevant every time he's on the ice with the playoffs.
Yep.
And Ryan Lindgren. Who just made a sweet defensive play on a 2-on-1, blocked the cross-crease pass.
Yep.
And a couple minutes later, New York comes back and scores. So you know what, man? I'm going to stick to my 5-1 for Tampa Bay Lightning. But yeah, I won't argue against you. Like, New York seems to be really rocking right now, and that momentum goes a long way in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I could see 4-1, 5 games, maybe 4-2, but I still think Tampa wins this. I also hope that they win it in less than 7 for the sake of my pride with the Leafs' performance this past season.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of a talk in the hockey world, they almost just scored again.
Yep.
Rangers with the 2-on-1 cross-crease pass gets over there. Vasilevsky double stacks the pad on the slide, and I'm not sure if he saved or if it went over, but it did not go in the net.
Deflected shot, maybe.
Yeah. Yo, would you rather be a color comment or a play-by-play or a color commentator?
What's a color commentator? I don't know
the difference. Ray Ferraro is like... Also, Ray Ferraro is a color.
Okay.
Yeah, Ray Ferraro isn't the guy that's like, and... Matthews passes it to Marner. Marner loops around and then cycles it to the point.
Right.
To Gio. And Gio gets it. And then it would go like that. And then there'd be a whistle. And then the color guy, Ray Ferraro, would come in and be like, you see, Marner had it there. And he made that play. And that play, he did that because of this. And I know that because I did that before when I used to play hockey.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to the play-by-play guy.
I would love to be Ray, the color commentator.
Do you think you could do it, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be lit if you were like in the Chell and you're like Chell color commentary and you're like, yeah, you see. So when he's down in their corners, what you gotta do, what he's doing there.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, when I'm out there on Mondays,
you know, talking about beer league
for
with
the
Sam.
ASHL, Etobicoke, Martin Grove, Canlan.
Listen, my D partner can barely skate. So what I have to do is play like this.
Right.
You know?
Did you played with Mark?
I played with Mark. I'm just making.
How'd you like Mark? That was your first time you met him, man.
Yeah, but he's a nice guy. We were like talking on the bench and stuff. he's a good guy. He good shutdown defenseman. Yeah. I felt comfortable jumping
handsome
up
guy.
In the play. Yeah,
handsome old guy.
Tall, handsome guy.
He has an age today. He's got to be getting close to 40, if at least 40.
He looks like he's a little bit past 40.
That's crazy to me, man. I don't know how these guys know each other, but I've known Mark. I haven't seen him since pre-Pandy.
Yeah.
But I played with him for a few years before that. Nice guy, funny guy, handsome devil.
Yeah.
Good shutdown defense. Mark Edward Vlasic out there.
Mark Edward Vlasic.
That's what I think.
He was telling me it was his first game in 2 years.
Oh, yo, Vasilevsky made the save when he stacked up the pad. Dude, not only was this his first game in 2 years, but he was like, this is like the first time I've been around this many people.
Yeah.
You know, pre-Pandy. And I was just like, dude.
Damn.
Kind of wild. All right, but a talk of the town, Brayden Point is not 100 P.
No, Cooper was saying it'd be like a surprise, a nice surprise if Point comes and plays in round three.
All right, well, I saw they packed his bag, and I saw a video of him skating around at Madison Square Garden earlier this afternoon. He's taking some practice shots, took a tumble into the corner, and skate around a bit more, talk to the trainer and left.
Interesting.
Yes. And tonight, after that incident, Point is...
John Cooper doesn't appear to expect injured star Brayden Point back during this round of the playoffs.
Yeah,
I wasn't giving you what you wanted me to say.
No. Take us through that article a bit more, Charlie.
John Cooper says we're all
Tampa just scored, by the way. 2-2 boys. Let's go. This playoffs is so fucking sick. We haven't into the West. No, we're gonna have to make the West another episode.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I'm gonna talk so much about that game. That was the best hockey game I ever watched in my life, boy. Okay. 2-2-2.
Yeah, we're playing.
That was a sick.
Oh, that was a sick.
So anyways, Charlie. Let me just cut you off real quick, because after that incident, even though they packed his bag and flew him out here, Brayden Point is not on tonight's roster, which is a huge detriment to Tampa Bay Lightning. However, it's not unprecedented for them to do significant damage and have success in the postseason while also missing some of their superstars
and
on the front end.
They just swept the Panthers without Point. Not saying something.
What? He wasn't playing?
He wasn't playing that whole series.
The whole series?
He got injured in game 7 against Toronto. He left about halfway through. I think the game was 1-0 still when he left. And then they ended up beat him Toronto 2-1, obviously. And
crazy.
Swept the Panthers without him.
Yeah, so Tampa's pretty chill.
Yeah, Cooper's saying that they're planning to play the series without Point. And if he gets to play in the series, that is a bonus for everybody. So it doesn't bode well. It doesn't even really sound like it bodes well for the final if they make it there.
Five games, Tampa. I don't care. 5 games.
Yeah, man. The three-peat is on its way. I'm going to leave it there.
What do you think? So, like, can we make a bet for this somehow? Like, do you remember Brian from the golf course? Of course, I remember Brian.
Yeah.
And who's the alcoholic guy that like, or ex-alcoholic Neil? Guy? No, Neil's a stoner. Ex-alcoholic guy who kind of drove around on the mowers only. He was like kind of a gross guy, like the race horses. He had a name that was like literally the same name as some famous NHL coach from the 80s or whatever.
I couldn't tell you.
Dude, yes you can.
I couldn't tell you the name, man.
He would cut on the big fairway mowers or the rough mowers. The rough mowers was his thing, actually.
It wasn't Pete? No, obviously not Pete. Pete? Was he the old guy?
Oh my god, 3-2 Rangers.
Was he the really old guy? Philip Hedel.
Gang.
I'm just calling all the New York scorers. Yeah, you tonight. Sure?
What else? Who do you think's going to score next?
Stamkos, and then Kucherov, and then Hedman. And then the game ends. 6-3.
You want to shut this down? Watch the rest of this? And the second will? Do the West.
Yeah.
All right, folks. See us tomorrow for the West Division.
Oh yeah.
Thanks for listening so much. Peace. I love you. Appreciate you gotta it. Check out PuckLunch.ca. Okay. The shirt, Charlie, feel this shirt.
It is cozy. It is nice.
And may I also add, and I did not know this. This is just an accidental feature. I spilled water onto myself and the water rolled off.
Really?
Yes.
That is a huge bonus feature.
Yes.
That's a bonus feature I want on like all of my clothes.
Yes. Also on the purple Messier. Oh no, is this the purple Messier? Yeah. So on the blue Lafleur.
Right.
Or the Rocket. Richard, sorry. On the Richard one. I spilled coffee, but then what I did was I just put it under hot water,
like it came out
inside out, and just before it set, I just literally had it come out. Mm. So
amazing,
yeah. But the shit did, like, I watched water roll off of it. My shirt didn't get wet. It was crazy. So yeah, I don't know, guys.
Check it out.
That was the Chinese ones. You guys gotta check out this new shit though. It's not fast fashion. It's actually recycled fashion. You can get sweatshirts made from recycled bottles. I'm not fucking kidding. Your girlfriend will love that shit. Father's Day's coming up. Yeah. Seriously, stop. Fuck. Just fucking buy t-shirts from the website. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
I could sit here and I could give you that 2-minute long, rhetorically persuasive, fucking whatever the hell thing I did that one time, remember? That nicely written, thought out sales pitch. I could sit here and do that. But the point is, it's a sick product. And you should buy it.
That's all you really need to know.
All right, peace.
That should be enough to buy too, I guess.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm very happy. I'm fun. I'm exciting. Yeah, every day exciting. Yeah, I was in Buffalo 2 days ago. No, Buffalo very cold. But more cold, Minnesota. Unbelievable.
Yo, Will, you crazy? You got so fucking healthy.
Look at
you. I got so
this.
No, you don't. You need to make these in there.
What?
You fucking bite
them
all. What you say?
Well, this person ain't banging up. Real talk. Turn around there. I'm a fucking grown man. You are?
You're a grown man.
I'm going for a man.
You don't smoke, though?
I don't what?
You don't smoke?
You don't smoke. How many times I'll grab your ass and you cry?
How many times I'll do it?
I don't cry. I don't smoke.
You wanna know
you smoke? You trying to cook a motherfucking, a fucking
sandwich.
It's what said, burn a fucking sandwich. Why the fuck you ain't eating cold? What the fuck wrong with you? And you can't eat a fucking sandwich cold. Come on. You can't even cook a damn cheese toast.
Yes, you can.
I cook all my life.
I'm every day study English. I like study English. Because I have teacher. Gogo, Roger, Batista. Every day talking. Every day. I need practice. English, you know what I mean? Yeah, my son is Kanak. He speaks English, maybe. He's my only, you know.
But that's in English, right?
Yeah.
How do you say that in Japanese?
Japanese?
What your son says, those noises, how do they sound in Japanese? Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, Japanese. Isho. Isho. Japanese. Only. Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'll be back.